Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at FactorMeals.com/Listen50 and use code Listen50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. FactorMeals.com/Listen50. Code Listen50.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. And man, oh man, the Caps were not the better team on the ice last night. B, we were both in the building.
Yep.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. They got our hustle, brother. And that's the whole thing about it. You can't be loose with the puck. You can't get out hustled. You look at what the Panthers did, the Hurricanes did. They got to every loose puck. They chased them down. They were passing precise. Their passing was precise. Our passing was off. It's like we were, like in basketball, they dribble off their knees. We were throwing the puck everywhere and couldn't get it on the stick.
Like dribbling off their foot.
Yeah, it was all types of things. And, you know, in this at this point, this is not the Montreal Canadiens, a very young team. This is a team that's as big as we are, okay? And they can play. They can take our physicalness. They can rough it. So we have to be a little bit more, a little better than what we were last, because last night is not going to do it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, B. I thought, you know, Washington might be a tick bigger, but Carolina looked a hell of a lot faster last night.
I mentioned this earlier. Clearing the puck, okay?
Dude.
I don't understand. I have watched a lot of games, and everybody just flicks it over the top. We try to make a perfect pass, and we pass it to them. They'll intercept it, whatever. But everybody, they just clear it on us every damn time.
Yeah, if you only looked at the box score from last night, it looked like Washington was kind of in control.
No.
You know, they held the lead until late in the third period when it got tied up.
Look at the shots, though.
I mean, a lot of that is a result of Logan Thompson playing brilliantly. And I recognize he took the loss last night, but he played brilliantly.
He was saving he was saving the game. He was saving – like I always say, you have to help your goalie out. He wasn't helping his goalie. They weren't helping their goalie out.
No way. I mean, I think a lot of these numbers really kind of explain what happened. They were outshot 3-1, basically.
Yeah.
The Canes had 33 shots to the Caps 14. I believe they went 16 minutes in the third period without a shot. And it wasn't like they were being selective with their shots. They did not have possession.
Yeah.
They couldn't control the puck in the Canes zone. And a lot of it started by their inability to clear the defensive zone, to your point, Brian.
Totally.
And Chris Kerwin, my photog from NBC4, has played hockey his whole life. And he was telling me in the Montreal series, his biggest concern was that they were never generating offense from the defensive zone. They could never get a turnover, get a rebound off a shot, whatever, and then convert that to a breakaway going the other way, even like a 3-on-2 or something, not necessarily like a 1-on-1 or whatever. And you saw that time and time again. They just could not maintain possession. And then when they do have to clear it, it's like they're asking for these miracle clears off the boards or going up over guys' heads. And then eventually
they refuse to go up over people's head.
Often. Right. Because Carolina was just on top of them. Obviously, the giveaway at the end of the game, at the end of the regulation in the third period, that resulted in the Slavin goal was the first one. Mm-hmm. It was really, really bad, and you saw it happen. I was sitting with Bees in those crazy MGM seats right on the ice, and it was right in front of us. The shots, I think, tell a huge part of the story. 33-14, Carolina. But the giveaways, takeaways, and this isn't a direct, like, you are, my brain, and I would assume yours, is kind of wired in a football mode where giveaways, takeaways can often determine the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that simple. Carolina gave the puck away 12 times, but had 8 takeaways. Washington was 6 takeaways, 13 giveaways. So that's almost half of that. Like, it's just the numbers are staggering, man.
Yeah. I mean, they have to be better with the puck. Listen, and I know, you know, you get the straight hockey people will tell you what you don't know. But you know what? I know a lot of those people sit around me and Amit. They've been going to games forever. They know it. And all they say is exactly what I think and say. So whether you think I know it or not, I know one thing. If we play like that, we're going to be sitting there. We're going to be going fishing real quick.
Dude, if they play like they did last night, I mean, I don't know that there's a game 5. The good part about 7-game series and about having a smart coach like Spencer Carberry, I was in postgame with him last night. He was pissed.
He should be.
So, yeah. I wonder what, if any, you know, kind of like lineup changes you can make. And we're going to ask smart hockey people. We're going to ask John Walton and Neil Greenberg those exact questions here in a minute. I wonder what I won't allow for somebody asked Tom Wilson this last night in the dressing room, and he just said, that's an excuse. I don't buy it. The fact that the Canes got one extra day of rest to me is nonsense.
Yeah.
Because it'd be one thing if the Caps basically had a back-to-back and the Canes got 2 nights off. They both had more than 5 days. Like, the Caps got 5 days off, the Canes got 6. I don't think the rest thing is a thing.
That doesn't make one bit of damn difference. I mean, okay. Listen, if they go out there and they were playing against Montreal, they were younger. So they were getting rest and they were playing. So this game here, if we had played like we played against Montreal, and we were more careful with the puck, I guarantee you we win that game last night. Doesn't make a difference about how much rest somebody gets. You know, that is, just like Tom stated, that's an excuse. Point blank, that's what that is.
I don't know. What the crowd, to me, when Proto scored in the second, was super loud. And the crowd is catching some heat from last night. Why? I think they were ready to go. The vibe I got being in there, they were ready to go. There was just nothing to cheer for.
Who's giving the crowd heat?
I don't know. Maybe Canadians. I've kind of seen that of a lot of the some of these NHL crowds have been bananas.
I didn't care less if the crowd is
last
loud
night.
Or not.
It wasn't bananas to begin.
You know what? Crowds are loud when things go well, point blank. And the sound of the crowd doesn't change up much because the Bell Center is louder than any damn center out there. And the Cavs beat that ass in where they were. Okay? So let's stop the crowd. Like fans, I love y'all. But you don't decide what happens on the ice. You may have a little impact on somebody getting a little revved up. But when the people are out there playing, if the Caps played better hockey, they win the game. No matter what the noise was in the stands.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I agree with you there, B. I the loudest crowd I heard this year, frankly, was the divisional round in Detroit.
Oh yeah,
that
and
joint.
How bad they got whipped?
That joint was nuts.
It was. We couldn't hear each other. I was in your ear talking to you one time. You're like, what? Well, I can't hear you. Right. We're talking about inches away from each other, and you couldn't hear me.
It's for me. It is what Washington allowed Carolina, and there are certainly more like hockey terms for all this, right? Washington allowed Carolina to dominate the game and play their style. And it was really interesting for me. So I got to sit in the postgame interviews with Rod Brendamore, the Canes coach, and then the two guys that scored for Carolina last night. And they said repeatedly, they're like, yeah, I mean, our goal, it was Stankoven and Slavin were the two guys that scored. And it's funny because Stankoven's a big unit of a dude. Mm-hmm. And Slavin is built like White Bryan, like he's tiny.
Yeah.
And it just shows, you know, hockey, there's room for everybody if you can do something right out there. But they both were super clear on their philosophy. It was, we're throwing everything at the net. We just want to get to the net. And in turn, if that's your philosophy of just getting to the net, getting everything into their zone, into their face, cause trouble for them, and it you start to have success with it, that's how you just maintain possession of the puck the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're just being the aggressor the whole time. And I feel like that's what the Caps do and just didn't do well last night.
They didn't do it last night. Look, and there were periods now. There were points. Leonard didn't even get a shot he was at a breakaway. He didn't get a shot off.
Yeah.
Tom, two times, breakaways and lost the puck. Ovi, to me, seemed slow last night. I'm being honest with you. And I love Ovi.
Right.
But even when he was close to the puck, he did not get the stick on it and come away with it. It's always was like it rolled away or somebody else got it.
Even that first power play they had, because they had a power play, I think, in the first period.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got one shot off, like in the totality of the 2-minute power play.
That makes your goalie look good too. When you're not firing pucks at them, they look great. But you know what you can do? You can be so much of a damn nag and a gnat to a team to where they can't get shots off. That is what Hurricanes were last night. They were so much of a nag, we couldn't get shots off. So that goalie had he got the first one fired on him, and then all of a sudden, nothing was coming at him anymore. We had 11 shots at that point. Right when the time he scored, it was 11 shots. Then we had a whole period, it was one damn shot on goal.
It was something. So, B, we were talking about this. We met up with Cody Betts, the tech executive, LD, AD mm-hmm. beforehand. I had a quick bite with you guys, and we were just, you know, chopping it up, getting ready for the game. And we were talking about Coach Carberry, and I really think if you look at the Ovechkin era for the Caps, they have had a bunch of subpar coaches. It's been a bunch of – there's been a couple just straight-up jokers and then a bunch of subpar dudes. Obviously, Trotz was the real deal, but they weren't able to – I think some egos got in play there, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think Carberry is the best coach – Trotz has earned it, but Carberry seems to be on a trajectory to be like a legit top coach, right? And I think he came up through the Caps organization and feels loyalty to the team. And I just feel like he is able to motivate the boys, speak at a really intelligent level, and, like, get down to business when he needs to. Mm-hmm. Brian, so in his postgame last night, I believe it was Bailey from the Post asked the first question. I asked a question. He was asked a few different questions, and he just gave one-word answers. Yes, no. He was pissed.
Yeah.
And I want to give credit.
And he should be.
Yeah, because I'm not right.
Let's be real. When people look at the game, their mindset is that players weren't ready. You think those coaches didn't get them ready? You think sure. The coaches didn't tell them everything that they did wrong last night? You think somebody didn't tell them to be looking for that or they have to do that?
So I posted this video because I want to give credit. I believe it was Mike Vogel who was on the show with us last week who asked the question that finally got Carberry. I think he didn't want to say much because he was worried he would say a lot.
Say the wrong thing.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, when you're real pissed off and you don't want to flip out, and so you try to just control yourself, that was the mode I thought Carberry was in last night, but he did open up a little bit to Vogel.
Did they just out-execute you guys tonight as far as breakouts and doing all the little things that go into winning a game?
Vogues, if we sat here and went through the whole game from breakout to getting through the neutral zone to forecheck to wall play, we could – it wasn't good, and that's the bottom line. Our entire game was not good, and we'll like I said, we'll regroup and we'll get ready for game two.
Basically what happened in that – when someone asks a question that is just to the point, you can't deny it. You have to answer it in an honest way. Vogue, he wanted to say, Vogue, you absolutely, I can't say the words I would use on the air, but he wanted to tell him exactly that. You were absolutely right. You know what I mean? That's exactly right. What happened. Out-executed, out-hustled, out-played.
I think
you know who reacts to straight, honest stuff better? Players.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure Carberry, after he was asked that question, if he hadn't told him already, he damn sure gonna let him know today. This reporter knows exactly what happened. And I'm telling you all exactly what happened. I don't want to hear no pointing at each other. We all got outplayed. We all stuck up the joint. Only person that could get anything good is Thompson.
Yeah, Thompson was really good. And you know what?
You give him something. But you got to help him out. You know, he was not helped out. He saved a bunch of people throughout that game. Then all of a sudden, hell, he can't be a magician every time.
No, dude. You can never – when you're outshot 3-1 like that, he was in constant pressure.
Hell,
constant.
Yeah.
All right, B, I feel like we could both use a laugh here. Mm-hmm. Look at the stream real quick. So I'm working from home today, folks. I got a dentist appointment. I haven't been to the dentist in a while. So I am not dressed up, folks. I'm sitting on my porch.
Never dressed up.
Yo, Scotty G just tweeted me. He said, JP on the stream looking like Cody roofied him last night. That made me laugh. Also, so I'm attempting this playoff beard. Today might be the demise of the playoff beard. It starts to get real itchy. I don't know people with beards if you just push through that day or two.
You got to fight through that first day or two.
I hate being itchy, bro. Brian.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.